Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This individual, Patrick DeHaan, who we've been talking to for a number of years, is the definitive person in this country on gas prices. He's quoted everywhere. He's pursued extensively, and we're lucky that he is kind enough to join us again today. Patrick, thanks for your time. Patrick, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's start with the most simple and relevant question. We'll get to some complexity later. Why are gas prices low right now?
Well, this all has to do with seasonality. Just as sure as the snow starts flying, gas prices start falling alongside. It has everything to do with the fact that, you know, I'm down here in Chicago, you're in the Twin Cities. It's just not as great to get outside when the flurries start to fly and when it gets this cold. You know, I don't really know that a lot of folks gravitate towards hitting Route 66 in the winter. That might be unusual, but a lot of us stay closer to home in the colder months. So that precipitates a decline in gasoline demand across much of the Northern Hemisphere, which leads to increase supply and lower prices. So, you know, what we're seeing right now, and I actually had to look it up, just to perspective, Twin Cities gas prices average $2.94. It feels terrific to be below $3. That is about 8 cents more than we were paying exactly a year ago. And a lot of Americans are kind of dealing with this. Some areas prices are lower than last year. Some they're a little bit more. All in all, the national average, 7 cents lower today than last year. So very close.
That is interesting because pointing out 8 cents higher, but again, and I saw you all over the place, there was a lot of Thanksgiving reporting that they were as low as they've been in 4 years. So put those two in perspective.
Well, you know, eventually things outside of politics work themselves out. And you know, we've been on the cusp here every Christmas for the last 3 years and Thanksgiving. We've been teetering on the edge of seeing the national average fall below $3 a gallon. But over the last 3 years, there's always been just something that comes up at the perfect time. Back in 2023, there was that extremely cold weather, sub-zero polar vortex that hit right at Christmas, and that froze a lot of refineries out, causing prices to stop before they fell below $3. Last year, we stopped just shy of the national average, falling below $2.98. This year, the extra oomph to get us here is because OPEC increased oil production. But as I mentioned, we're not far below the mark. You know, there's been a lot of political interference saying it's all policy, it's all this and that.
Yep.
You know, a lot of the time that is just noise. And I don't know about you, but, you know, regardless of politicians around me, I still live my life. I still have a job to do. That's kind of how oil markets look at it, too. They're still being balanced by supply and demand. Those two things, by the way, put them on a scale. Supply on one side, demand on the other side. Right now, that scale is tipping in favor of consumers. OPEC increasing demand, OPEC increasing supply has tilted the scale. That's why we're just a hair below last year.
Okay. We've covered this going back to Trump's first term, Biden, and now Trump. Any president wants to take credit. And this man will take credit and deny responsibility with the best of them. Does Donald Trump, his administration, his policies, including towards the Middle East, does the administration deserve any credit more than a typical president should get credit for the prices where they're at right now?
Yes and no. It's so convoluted. I know we've got just a little bit of time, but in the long run, every president overestimates the thanks he deserves and underestimates the fingers when they're pointed in his direction. And that's the case here. Now, the president has moved in a way that is friendly to oil prices, but most Americans think that that happens overnight. No, first of all, you know, drill, baby, drill, we've all heard about it. That's a policy, not a law. If I told you that the speed limit was a policy, how many people are going to listen to that? Not a whole lot, because you don't have to. Oil companies are going to do what is in their best interest, not the president's interest. And so eventually there will come a time when lower oil prices will cause oil companies to not drill more, but drill less. So at the end of the day, the long-term vision of the country, oil prices in 4 years has a lot more to do with what the president is doing today. But the prices today are more a function of what has been happening, you know, more recently. Geopolitical tensions, OPEC, a lot of this. If you really want to point a finger and say thanks, you can say thanks to OPEC. But all in all, I mean, even OPEC, we're only down 7 cents from last year. That's not even having a huge impact.
This is Patrick Dahan. He is the best in this country. Follow him, Gas Buddy Guy. When you're talking about gas prices, he's the individual to go to. Okay, so why is OPEC following this particular policy, at least as of right now at 12:52 Central Time? Because clearly can change very, very quickly and has many times.
I like the timestamp. I mean, because, yeah, the world does change, and nobody's got a crystal ball, myself included. OPEC, after kind of their current policy or their previous policy in 2023 did not yield any fruit. Back in 2023, that's, by the way, after the record-setting year. We all remember 2022, right, when gas hit $5. Mm-hmm. Well, oil prices eventually plummeted, because what happens when prices are high is it incentivizes additional production, which then pushes prices lower. So back in 2023, oil prices eventually tanked, and OPEC said, well, that's not any good. We're going to cut oil production. Well, it didn't really work, because the U.S. and Canada have been increasing oil production the last, you know, 6 years. So now OPEC went back to the drawing board. They said, well, our strategy didn't really work the way we thought, so let's try something new. And so that's what OPEC is doing. And, you know, to part of this, there's been a lot of people in my inbox saying, well, you know, President Trump, the Saudis, sure.
Yes.
You know, there could be a relationship change there, but it's impossible to know exactly what's happening in these back channels, right? We don't know the communication. We know President Trump overlooked the killing of MBS, which presidents are probably going to have a different stance on that. And sure, if the Saudis, you know, it goes back to the, if I rub your back, will you rub mine kind of thing. So maybe that's what the Saudis are doing. But there's a whole lot more members of OPEC than just Saudi Arabia, right? There's over a dozen different members of OPEC. They all have different agendas.
Okay, so let's stay with that, because I'm glad you travel that way. For the folks who believe you're not giving Donald Trump enough credit, and they say, hey, Trump was able to put pressure on Bibi Netanyahu and to stop what was taking place between Israel and Hamas. The attack of Iran, which a lot of people thought could create cats and dogs living together and raise prices, so far outside of the quick response from Iran, that didn't do anything. This 100% looking the other way, I find deplorable, and not acknowledging the killing of Khashoggi. But I also remember Joe Biden interacting with MBS too, so it wasn't just Trump. But all those things in the Middle East where Trump deserves some level of credit, is that playing a part?
Well, I mean, in the long run, we don't know how long, and here's the difficulty of knowing this, because the people that say the Saudis are doing this for Trump, inherently those people also then think that the Saudis are doing better for Trump than they are by Saudi Arabians. Right, because the Saudis and higher oil prices lift the Saudi economy, right? That's the number one source of GDP in Saudi Arabia. So the people are saying that Trump deserves all the credit are also chronically believing that the Saudi Arabia, the king, would do what's in the U.S. interests ahead of his own citizens. And I would absolutely vehemently disagree. He wants to rub Trump the right way, you know, so that there's a relationship there. But I don't think the Saudi king is going to prefer what's best for U.S. motorists instead of his own constituents and citizens. So that's where you get into the weeds on you know, how much of Trump is responsible for a shift in OPEC. You have to think that the Saudis still are going to do what's in their best interest, not what's in the best interest of the United States.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Last thing, I'm looking at one of your tweets from about 24 hours ago where you were listing some of the lowest gas prices in states where a few were below $2, yeah. A number right around $2. Is that, if we're going to have the national average, which you talked about, just a shade below $3, is this typical where it would be, or is this a little atypical?
No, I mean, yeah, probably not down to $1.69. There are some price wars happening. So some of these, you know, typically when the national average is $2.92, you'll see individual stations that are anywhere from 50 to 80 cents a gallon below that, right? That's usually the cheapest station is about 80 cents a gallon below the national average. So that would put us in the low $2 territory. The stations in Colorado, it's an exceptional circumstance right now. Some of the nation's lowest prices today are $1.69. That has to do with the price war. It has to do with the fact that some of these retailers are new to the state of the Colorado, and they're trying to make a name for themselves. Plus, Colorado fuel, very much like the Twin Cities, we are in the interior of the United States. This gasoline that's produced in Minnesota, in Pine Bend, for example, now it can be put in a pipeline, but it can't immediately be exported in a way that's as easy as somebody in the Gulf or the East Coast or the West Coast to get rid of it. So a lot of the gasoline in the nation's interior can't be exported. So rather, it's sold at a discount, which is kind of what we're seeing in Colorado. You have new competitors that are making a name for themselves. You have refineries, a refinery in Commerce City, Colorado, that uses cheap Canadian crude oil at $47 a barrel today. And number three, the gasoline that's coming out into the market, there's nowhere to go with it. The only way to get rid of it, the only way for a refinery to keep having room to store new gasoline is to sell it, in this case, at a big discount. These retailers are probably not making any money at $1.69. They're probably selling at their cost, which is why we haven't seen them go down anymore over the last week.
Patrick, great stuff as always. Thanks so much. Enjoy the day, and we'll reach out again soon.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Gas Buddy Guy on Twitter. Just Google a story. Google a story about gas prices in this country, and there's about a 98% chance.
Higher.
Bravo. And I don't know how we found him years and years ago, but it's great having him on because he's just straight facts, doesn't care about politics. When presidents deserve credit, he'll give them credit. And most of the time, he'll point out that presidents are not irrelevant to this, but nowhere near as important as they suggest. I'll stop talking right now.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9834. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9834. That's 800-575-9834. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
News Talk 830 WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump is traveling to Pennsylvania today. His chief of staff says she wants him to campaign like it's 2024 again. And the economy is still tops on the voters' minds. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
When you ask people about whether the U.S. economy is good, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down. It's a roller coaster. And right now it's at 32%. When you ask for an approval rating of Trump's handling of the economy, he started out in March at 51%. And it really has plummeted to now 36%. And when you ask if Trump's policies are making grocery prices, how that's impacting grocery prices, 65% believe what he is doing is making the prices go up.
Trump has consistently blamed former President Biden for inflation. Conservative Supreme Court justices appeared today to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.